who's been sitting in all week for Sunny Young. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Kim. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And what's on tap today?
We start off Africa football. Thank you
Sounds
very much.
Good.
Yes. Africa football is getting a boost as former English Premier League club managers Martin Joel and Alex McNish launch African Champions League careers this weekend with Egyptian giants Al Ahly and Zamalek, respectively. Dutchman Joel has taken his Ahly side to Angola for a last 32 clash with Recreative Libolo on Saturday, while Scott McLeish has travelled with Zamalek to Cameroon for a Sunday showdown against Union Douala. The games are among the round of 32 first legs, with Tipi Mazembe of the DR Congo starting a title defense at St. George of Ethiopia under a new French coach, Hubert Velud. Ahly are hunting a record extending ninth championship under the 60-year-old former Tottenham Hotspur and Fulham boss Joel. Alex McLeish hopes to win silverware, while Ahly had a preliminary round by Libolo Trance Racing of Equatorial Guinea 9-1 on aggregate, with Senegalese Mamadou Diawara scoring 4 goals and Luis Luciano Silva 3. Joel has included 2 foreigners, strikers Malik Evona of Gabon and John Antwi of Ghana, in a 20-man Red Devils squad. McLeish is reported to have said that he's relishing the chance to win trophies at Zamalek after years of battling relegation in England with Birmingham City and neighbours Aston Villa. Zamalek lost their first domestic match under McLeish, but bounced back to beat Arab Contractors in Cairo last weekend. Velud, who has coached in Morocco and Algeria, replaced compatriot Patrice Cateron after Mazembe flopped at the 2015 FIFA Club World Cup in Japan, finishing second.
If you would like to leave a voicemail for possible use on a future Sunny Side of Sports broadcast, please call 1-202-205-9942. Once again, that number, 1-202-205-9942.
VOA!
When you hear the VOA identification, press 60, and please include your name and where you are calling from.
Voice of America!
Hello, this is Magnus Chisholm calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus Chisholm on with you, calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I'm wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best. Bye.
Because this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Very excited. Because
this is Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Yes, this is the Sunny Side of Sports. And now for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Marco Uma, who begins with football.
Morocco host Ghana in the Africa Women's FIFA Under-17 World Cup qualifier in Casablanca today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Nigeria welcomes South Africa as Cameroon encounter Ethiopia. In rugby news, South Africa plays Scotland as Kenya face Portugal at the start of their campaigns at the IRB 7 series in Vancouver, Canada tomorrow, Saturday. Seeded in Group C, South Africa will also face Brazil and Argentina, while Kenya engage Samoa and Fiji in other Group C preliminaries. At the start of this seventh leg in the nine-leg series, South Africa are second in the overall standings with 86 points. Kenya is eighth with 52 points and Zimbabwe is 17th with 1 point. Turning to athletics, the Africa Cross Country Championship takes place in Yaounde, Cameroon tomorrow, Saturday. Athletes are vying for honors in senior men's 10 kilometers, senior women's 8 kilometers, junior men's 10 kilometers, and junior women's 6 kilometers. One of South Africa's emerging talents, Glenrose Kaba, makes her debut at this continental event. Earlier on, I caught up with her while she was in training and asked her what she hopes to achieve when she competes in the senior women's 8 kilometers in Yaounde.
My aim this year is to come top 20 in the African cross country and qualify for the Olympics.
In which event?
In the Olympics.
I'm looking for 5,000 because coach said I must try 5,000 to qualify.
That was Glenrose Kaba, South African cross-country runner, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa. Meanwhile, the city of Tampere in Finland will stage the 2018 World Junior Athletics Championships, the World Athletics Governing Body, IAAF, revealed in Monaco on Thursday. The IAAF disclosed that the city of Valencia in Spain is venue for the 2018 World Half Marathon Championships, while the 2018 IAAF Continental Cup will be contested in Ostrava in the Czech Republic. And that's it. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
For it, and we answered. The sunny side of sports is expanding our showtime on VOA Africa.
And in boxing, former world champion Floyd Mayweather has added the Ugandan boxer Sharif the Lion Bogere to his Mayweather promotions. The former Ugandan boxing national team captain inked a deal with the promotions company on Thursday. Mayweather told the media that they are proud to add another young, hungry fighter to their Mayweather promotion stable, describing Sharif Bogere as a very talented young man with an incredible backstory. On his part, Bogere said the move is an important one to his career and that he's eager to get back in the ring and show everybody why he's the future champion. Leonard Elbe, the chief executive officer of the company, arguably one of the biggest boxing promotion companies in the world, also says they have another future world champion in the Ugandan fighter and promise to get him the best fights on the biggest stage. Bogere is one of Uganda's greatest exports in the sport, and his record stands at 28 fights with 27 wins, including 19 knockouts, and lost just once. The 27-year-old trains in Las Vegas with the legendary trainer Kenny Adams. He turned pro in 2008.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America. Washington.
The IAAF Council has decided the host cities for the 2018 IAAF World Athletics Series events. The decision was taken during the IAAF Council meeting on Thursday. Tampere in Finland will host the 2018 World Under 20 Championships. The Finnish city was the sole bidder, and Council fully endorsed its bid to host this event. With Helsinki having twice staged the IAAF World Championships, this will be the first time that Finland has played host to an age group IAAF Championship event. Valencia in Spain will host the 2018 World Half Marathon Championship. 10 years after hosting the World Indoor Championships and 37 years after hosting the World Race Walking Cup, Valencia will stage its third World Athletics Series event. It will be the second time Spain has hosted the World Half Marathon Championships, 22 years after Palma de Mallorca staged the event. Now, for what's trending on social media, as usual, we turn to Andrew Palczewski. Hey, Andrew, what's trending now?
Hey, good to be with you. Well, in the U.S., we're talking about American football. We just had the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl not too long ago, but already the football season is kind of sort of kicking off with a number of trades and transactions as players are moving off to different teams and getting cut from teams, getting picked up by other teams. And social media is playing an interesting role in this. I want to talk about one instance where you have Sean Smith, who is a free agent football player. He started following a number of players on the Oakland Raiders. This was before he had signed anywhere. So people were following him on Twitter, said, wait a minute, he's following all these new Oakland Raiders. Maybe that's a sign that he's going to go to that team. And sure enough, he did. So social media and who he is following on Twitter actually told the story before he was even able to sign and before it was reported. So some very keen football watchers using social media to track that. And then you have his teammate, Bruce Irvin. He did something a little different. He started following a bunch of players from the Jacksonville Jaguars. So people said, oh, he must be going to Jacksonville. Well, sure enough, he went to the Oakland Raiders. So he faked everybody out on social media. So social media isn't always a perfect predictor, but it is something that people watch intently as these players make these decisions to try to see where they might end up and kind of tip their hand before they actually reveal which team they're going to.
And these players, most of these players are heavy social media users and with big followings.
Absolutely. And that's why social media tracking their moves has been such a big deal for a lot of fans, is because they're very active on social media. This is, in some cases, the first place they go to announce that they've gone to a new team or that they're leaving a team, is they go to social media. So that has become a huge outlet for this news for sports fans.
What else, Andrew, is trending?
Well, the big story out of the National Basketball Association is Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. Of course, Kobe Bryant is retiring this year, and so this was the last face-off between these two giants in the sport. Last night in Los Angeles, facing off, Kobe Bryant outscored LeBron James just barely, 26 points to 24. But a lot of people noting that there was a two-minute spurt where they were going back and forth. Kobe scored, then LeBron scored, then Kobe scored, back and forth and back and forth. And so a lot of people were very nostalgic and saying this is really the end of an era to see these two greats play on the same court. And at the end of the game, they hugged it out in center court, in center of the arena there. So a lot of people commenting on that, saying it was a very nice moment, a lot of respect, even, you know, from LeBron fans for Kobe Bryant, saying that he's a great player and one that's going out after a really great career in the NBA.
Indeed, Kobe has had a very big mark, not only in the United States, but world over.
Oh, absolutely. Kobe and LeBron both. I mean, Kobe Bryant, because he's retiring, we're talking about him, has a huge Twitter following. But LeBron as well. I mean, these are names that are known around the world. And with their social media, they're kind of giving people an inside look into their lives. They're giving, as many players do, a look at what they do on the court, but also off the court as well. And so that's one of the things we've talked about this on the program in the past, that it's a way to connect fans with the players. You see them on TV or you hear them, you know, the games on the radio, but then you get to see kind of inside their lives. You get to see not just the moments that they're on the court, but then the before and after. So I think we're going to see, as Kobe Bryant works towards his retirement, a lot more of that. And especially even after he leaves the court for the last time, we're not going to hear the last from him. We're going to see things from him on social media. We're going to keep up with him on social media. So he'll be something that fans can still follow.
Oh, yes. Anything else, Andrew? Or that's all?
Well, more news on Maria Sharapova. We're waiting to see what the tennis anti-doping agency hands down as a punishment, and we'll have more on that next week. And also, the NCAA basketball tournament here in the U.S., the bracket set to be released this Sunday. Of course, March Madness, a huge deal.